Okay, I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to waste too much video memory tonight, but, I decided to turn on my camera because I just heard my older brother slamming his fist down there, and this is very regular behavior of him, this is everyday behavior of him, but it came to me in that moment of hearing him slam his fist. I was like, I should get more video of him audio, like his audio of him being really physically violent downstairs by himself down there. He's, like, I hear humming down there in the living room, and I'm pretty sure that means that he's probably listening to, like, headphones or earbuds or something, like anything where he's listening to some audio from a device, you know. Most likely it's music or something. I have no idea. Or it really doesn't even sound like music to me. It sounds like someone talking over something, so it's probably sports, is my guess. I mean, it could be music, but it's probably him beating his fists to something in the news or sports, but it's on his headphones, I think, because I can't hear. I hear like a buzzing sound over headphones down there. So I don't think it's, I mean, it's definitely not the TV. Normally he has the TV on. This is the rare occasion where he actually has something over headphones, which makes me think it's music, but it doesn't sound like it to me. It sounds more like something that he decided to put headphones on for once for, which may be sports related. I don't know what it is, but he's slamming his fist down there, and I also heard him shoving a glass down on the table, which means he's drinking excessively right now. So he's just being a really belligerent person down there by himself. If I entered the living room right now looking like this, if I don't know if you can see this on camera or not, but this was the makeup I wore tonight. It's very glam. I don't know. This is what I wore tonight. My dad dropped me off downtown for an hour or so because I can't afford anything on my income. So I spent about $10 on $2 beers or something. I did not spend very much, but I was down there in the, whatever, I was downtown having a weekend night, about an hour, because I didn't want to overspend any of my money, so I was only down there for about an hour. Then he picked me up again, knowing full well that the danger in my house even exceeds the danger out there, which is not any better, really. People harass you everywhere downtown, anyway. It's a very uptight area. And this neighborhood's bad, too. So anyway, in this house, though, I get beat physically, and the people living in the house are in the room when it's happening, and they don't do anything about it. The only time the cops have ever been called was because I called the cops. So I'm in danger as long as I'm living here, and I need to afford to move out. So when I spend money, I spend very little. And it's only to get through whatever I'm going through emotionally. So that's what I'm dealing with right now. But anyway, he's downstairs being a total douchebag by himself. No life. He's been doing that years by himself in this house, being a douchebag, beating me in front of them over twice my size. He's over twice my size, beating me down. I have family members who know about this, who don't do anything about it because they want to protect that situation. I guess it's the sanctity of the situation, religious sanctity. They know that these are religious people, and they don't want the trans person causing trouble by getting beat down by, obviously, a transphobic bigot who's also racist and a total mess, complete and absolute total mess in his life. And that's not a big enough problem because the sanctity of their religion is a bigger deal. That's what's going on in this household, and that's what's going on in the family. In the end, that's what it is.